Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales electos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
They've done a great job. You know, they've done a nice job with the young quarterback. You know, obviously Josh has done a nice job with those guys. They got up there and they're able to run the football really well. They are living off their lifeline, which is their O-line, running the ball, putting Drake in some really nice situations to get the ball out of his hand. Gave him some nice completions. He's able to go out there and throw the ball down the field. He has all the tools. He can run a little bit. He's very Josh Allen-esque, you know, so to speak. So he's doing such a great job. And then they're doing a nice job of complimenting on defense, playing really good defense as well. So, like, they're playing really well at a high level in their team, and they're on a high point. And that is a very good job by those guys. And, like, it's the perfect timing for us.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing some good ball right now. There's no question about it. They've won five games in a row. You don't win five games in a row in the NFL on accident very often or ever. And hopefully Falcons can end it there. Don't make it six, because the Falcons have lost two games in a row. You also don't lose three games in a row very often in the NFL if you're a good team. So some streaks hopefully coming to an end this weekend in this matchup. Also an interesting matchup between quarterbacks that were taken in the first round of the same draft.
Yes.
A lot of quarterbacks taken in the first round of that draft, obviously. Yep. Caleb Williams, number one. Jaden Daniels, number two. Drake May, number three. And then you skip a few and get to Penix at eight. And then J.J. McCarthy at 10 and Bo Nix at 12.
Yep.
Penix outplayed J.J. McCarthy earlier this year, right?
He did.
J.J. hadn't played since then.
He did.
Dueled with Jaden Daniels late last year. Played pretty good down the stretch of that game.
Yes.
Hadn't played Caleb yet.
No.
Played Bo a few times in college. And now his first matchup against Drake May.
Well, he got in that Denver game, didn't he? Last year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did get in that Denver game, right?
My apologies.
Yeah, I was like.
He did duel Bo last year, briefly. Because one of the many times over the last couple of years, the Falcons chose not to show up for a Sunday.
They got
destroyed.
The damn
absolutely.
Head
again, seriously, though, they've been blown out so many times in the last, 24 last year, this year combined, they've been blown out like five or six times.
Get their teeth kicked in.
Yeah, including the last one out. So hopefully they can bounce back from that one, and it's a matchup of a couple second-year quarterbacks. It is kind of – they're different but similar situations for the franchises in that, like, they're both kind of in these rebuilds. The Patriots are earlier in theirs, year one of Vrabel and second year with Drake May. Also feels like they're a little further along, too.
Yes.
Like, 6-2, went heavy on defense, got all the Vrabel guys he wanted.
Yep, and they're all playing well. Yep. They're all playing well. That's one of those things where you see a lot of times. You saw DQ did it when Dan Quinn got the job, bringing some guys over that he knew, veterans over to help, you know, spread culture, you know, be a leader in that locker room, because most of the time those guys are older players. And so, yeah, Vrabel is one up there. Like, Harold Landry is going to be Mike Vrabel's Pepper Johnson.
Okay.
Yeah, like Bill Belichick's Pepper Johnson.
Yeah.
Just go every damn where he goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so he's going to be around, and he's playing at a high level, man. They can rush the pass. I got a lot of guys, you know, what's his name, Clayson, the guy who
They got Caleb on Chase.
Who were like, no, I'm not a pass on him. Could rush the pass.
Well, and his first stop, to be fair, wasn't great, But he's playing well.
He's playing well now.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing what you write system, coaching, and all those different things. Because that's what Vrabel specializes in. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing how when you coach them up, how good they can be, man. But yeah, they're playing some good ball. They really, really are. I had a big win against Buffalo in Buffalo. And obviously last week beat the hell out of Cleveland, even though Miles Garrett had all them damn sacks. But, I mean, they can run the football. You know, Rhamondre Stevenson, don't know if he's going to play. I know he's been out this week in practice, but, you know, he'll put the ball on the ground. We know Stephon Diggs can still move the chains. We understand that. Robert Spillane is their pretty much all-world linebacker.
He did everything last week.
Does everything for him.
Everything.
You know, and so, I mean, you got to make sure you get a hat on that guy. He's one of those you got to make sure you got a hat on. They got a lockdown corner in Christian Gonzalez. I'm pretty sure wherever Drake goes, he's going to go. And so if that's the case, then other guys are going to have to step up because this dude, he puts you in them things. Roxanne! In them cuffs, you know. And so you better get your mind right. But that goes back to Zach doing a better job moving this guy around, putting him in motion, getting him some cushion. But, yeah, they got to start with the run game. But, you know, it is one of those things. Michael, you can't protect him. He's got to make some throws.
Yeah.
He's going to have to make some throws.
Yeah, that's right.
And whoever's playing defense on that second level, you just got to go, man. You got to go. Now, that helps. The D-line can help with that, but you got to go. You got to go. Whoever it is, Bertrand or safety, put in there. Anybody who's opposite of where Caden is. Because what happens is you're taken away from what he does.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, I mean, that's what we talked about a couple weeks ago is after the Buffalo win, right?
Yeah.
It was like, why does it feel like so many of these guys, especially the guys that have been here, are playing – better than they ever have.
Right.
Well, they got the right puzzle piece. Divine Diablo was the perfect piece of the puzzle, so all the other pieces fit.
Yep.
Well, now that puzzle piece is out,
yep,
and the puzzle's been thrown on the floor. Some of the pieces are upside down. Can't even tell what's on them. You don't have the box for the picture,
nope,
so you can't compare it. You're not doing corner pieces. We've been doing a lot of puzzles lately.
Have you?
Yeah, well, my wife likes to puzzle.
That's cool. Yeah. That's so cool, man.
She likes to relax with a puzzle.
Because I was on punishment a whole lot when I was growing up, so I put puzzles together all day. That's all Mom would let me have, puzzles. That was it, puzzles and books.
That's great.
That was it. Man, please. Puzzles and damn books. No TV, no radio, no nothing. Just puzzles.
You probably earned it.
Oh, yeah, I was a badass.
You earned those puzzles.
Yeah, I was a badass. Don't get me wrong. I was a badass.
No technology, you probably earned it. All right. Yeah. We can skip the Lamar. We'll get back to what the Ravens did to the Dolphins. The Dolphins have subsequently made some changes. Their general manager is no longer their general manager after losing to the Ravens last night. So we'll get back into that in an NFL No Huddle top of the noon hour. But let's hear Kirby Smart talking about his quarterback, Gunnar Stockton, ahead of the cocktail party tomorrow.
Don't think he gets enough credit for that decision-making process. You know, every play might have 2 to 3 decisions he has to make, and those 2 to 3 decisions sometimes determine the outcome of that play. And really proud of his growth. He's got to keep doing it and keep taking care of the ball. And when he does that, then you know, we're a good football team.
He's getting better every game, man. It really, really is. He's getting better every single game. He's managing things well. They're getting better and healthier on the offensive line. So that's helping with the run game. I know he put the ball on the ground, but it looks like Nate Frazier's regaining his role.
It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah,
now,
as the number one runner, which is good. I mean, the dude is
because he's the most talented.
Yeah, he's the most talented runner that they have. Obviously, you lose some guys on the outside, but you have other dudes that are there. So we'll see if they can step up. But this is about the defense and what Florida is going to come out in, because you had 2 weeks to prepare. 2 weeks of a new style, 2 weeks of maybe more aggressive play calling and things like that.
It couldn't be any less.
You know
aggressive.
What I mean? And then they're healthy. Like you mentioned, they're starting to show they're healthy now. And so, yeah, it's going to be another one of those dogfights, man.
It wouldn't. Again, this is such a obvious thing to say about a Georgia game, given the way they've all gone this year.
Yep.
But that aside, just because of what Florida is right now and what kind of the unknown, it wouldn't surprise me at all if they get off to a fast start. And Georgia's defense.
Yeah.
Like, Florida probably scores 10 points in the first quarter, maybe even 2 touchdowns in the first quarter. And then Georgia kind of, okay, this is what they're doing.
All right, let's get
this is our adjustment. And yeah. Here's my hot take on this game. I bet Florida scores more points in the first quarter than they score in the final 3 quarters combined.
Okay. I mean,
I think they'll score like 14 in the first quarter, something like that, and then maybe 3 for the remainder of the game.
It could happen. And, you know, with the adjustments that Kirby and Shue and those defensive coaches make after they finally initially see what you're trying to do to them, they make the adjustments. They lock all that stuff down for the most part. And then you're able to find a way to get up, make a play or something like that, get ahead of them. And then, you know, just methodically, like Novocaine, just give it time. It'll eventually, you know, it will eventually get you, and you can get out of Jacksonville with a big win.
I agree that Gunner doesn't get enough credit, though, and not just for his decision making, because like he's playing so well that the defense can do that.
Yes, he's playing well. Gunner's playing really good.
I mean, if he hadn't played the way that he has, especially in some of these games against big time offenses, like he was incredible in the game against Ole Miss.
Yes, that touchdown run.
Yeah,
goodness, that's when they told me to leave.
Oh yeah. When Gunner was looking back at the guy, like Usain Bolt.
That's when they, on his way into the end zone. That's when they politely asked me to leave.
Well, he just went to the other bar.
I just went to the other bar.
That's fine. No big deal.
Yeah, that's when they politely asked me to leave.
But I think his story has been awesome. And even better one probably playing out with the rival with Georgia Tech. They play tomorrow night at 7:30 against NC State. Haynes King has legitimately entered his name into the Heisman conversation.
As he should have.
But now he's starting to, because you know what it is. Like, people aren't fully paying attention until it gets to the end of the year. And if you don't have eye-popping stats, you might not notice. He had some great numbers in their win last week.
Five tugs?
Yeah, he did. He's going to have to keep,
this is a big,
you know,
spot
five
for
touchdowns, every, but he's going to have to keep putting up numbers.
Big spot for them tomorrow night. Just going to NC State on the road. This is a big spot for them because this is one of those. We talked about those trap games. You know, I don't anticipate Coach, you know, Key not having this team prepared and everything like that. But that's one of the things where home team night game crowd's going to be in there. You know, I mean, you want to go there because I mean,
I just hear it's a great atmosphere.
Yeah, you go there and go see a game, and so it'll be interesting to see how Georgia Tech comes. You know, Haynes King does Haynes King's thing. It shouldn't be a problem. I mean, their quarterback, though, for NC State, he can spin it.
Mm-hmm.
He can spin it. And so it's going to be about
Bailey, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be about, you know, how.
Yeah, he's good.
Because they can't do anything else. You know what I mean?
NC State can score. Yeah.
But they can't stop you from scoring.
Right.
So that's why I expect Haynes can have another big day.
Yeah, it should be a good stat game. It should be a fun game.
They've been doing better of not turning the ball over, too.
Yeah.
Especially going in.
I think people get this, but like, we get so. I don't know what's next and hyper focused on not being in the moment. Georgia Tech fans, just take a breath and like, this is a special year, and you're watching a guy who's already kind of cemented himself as one of the legends in the program's history.
Yes.
You get to watch Haynes King play quarterback for Georgia Tech tomorrow night. Like 20 years from now, you'll be talking to your buddies like, remember that year? Like, you're in that year right now. So I know you know that. Soak it in.
Hey, Paramount Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
NFL games every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started.
Rodney Nabalsi is going to join us next from UGASports.com. We'll get his thoughts on the cocktail party as well. Always joins us on Fridays ahead of Georgia games. He always picks his walk-up music in relation to what he expects the game to be like as well. So we'll all find out together. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.